Hi, this is Ayana Jolivet McLeod, and I will be doing a walking tour in Third Ward from the El Dorado Ballroom Building, La Botanica. Actually, it'll be from La Botanica in the El Dorado Ballroom Building to Project Grow Houses to Shape Center. So two spaces, two spots. Before we go, I'll just sort of introduce myself and tell a little bit about myself and about La Botanica. I am a visual artist. I'm a painter, and I'm also a writer. I was born in Houston, Texas, and grew up here, and grew up in Third Ward among many other neighborhoods on the South Side. And I left some years ago, and I was gone for like 8 or 9 years and just came back to Houston about 3 years ago, and just happy to be here permanently. When I came back, I had a project that I had started called La Botanica, and I'd been doing projects in Miami and Chicago, and I was offered a space through Project Grow Houses for their residency and incubation program, so I decided to launch La Botanica. And I've been here for 2 years now and have been presenting all kinds of programs in the community, like visual arts programs and experimental music and residencies. So be sure to check out La Botanica online at labotanica.org. It's always a flexible kind of space and super diverse audience, and the space kind of transforms to the audience and to the needs of myself as an artist. So that's La Botanica. So I'm here at La Botanica, and I am looking out of the window, and right across the street from me is Emancipation Park. And Emancipation Park is a historic African-American park, and it's actually in the process of being renovated, a kind of multi-million dollar renovation, so I'm interested to see how it'll change in the future. But it was a place where a lot of black folks went during segregation, and they couldn't go to a lot of the white parks and public parks around the city. So I am walking out the door, and we're going to leave the El Dorado Ballroom. We're going to leave La Botanica, which is in the El Dorado Ballroom Building. And we are starting off at 2316 Elgin, Houston, Texas, 77004. 2316 Elgin, and we're going to make a right on Elgin, and that'll take us to Dowling and Elgin. It's we're actually kind of at the intersection, and right here, I'm going to make a right on Dowling Street. And you'll just keep straight going down Dowling until we run into I think it's Francis Street, and you'll pass the Progressive Amateur Boxing Association. It's a pretty busy corner, and kind of as you're walking down Dowling Street, one thing that's really interesting to me is that Dowling was the lifeline of the black community. I think it was in the 50s and the 60s, and there's a lot of clubs and a lot of black-owned businesses that were here, barbershops and tailors, and this is the place that people went to get everything done. Right now, the neighborhood is kind of in transition, and a lot of neighborhoods, kind of historically black neighborhoods in the United States, and so there's some gentrification going on, and I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. Right now I'm just gonna go straight down. I'm still going straight down Dowling, and I'm passing Stewart Street, and you'll just keep straight, and you'll keep straight and keep walking, and you'll see a very busy gas station on your left. And there's all kinds of stuff always happening, and lots of folks hanging out, as always. I mean, this is this is where we will cross the street, actually. And you will cross the street at Francis and Dowling, and you're going to cross to your left, which is the only way that you can. You'll see a big old park to your right. And we're on our way to Project Warehouses. So as we're crossing, you'll see like an Onyx Room sign on your left of an old club, I imagine, was there. And we are, you'll see on your right some houses that are part of Project Row Houses. And these are all sort of like residential low income or mixed income houses that are inspired by the shotgun house, the historic kind of like southern shotgun house. But they also kind of have like a modern kind of take on them. And I think these are pretty special as part of Project Row Houses because it's a place where people live. And you know, on the other side you also see houses where people are making art. And you also have a whole another component where there's young single mothers that are living in the shotgun houses and kind of coming up and getting mentored as part of another program at Project Row Houses. So you'll just keep straight on Francis Street, and we're gonna go all the way down until we get to Holman. Project Row Houses is a pretty special place to me because what I think it's done some pretty interesting things in the community and sort of transformed the community in multiple ways, and not just sort of saying that they've transformed it, but you can sort of see the evidence of the transformation through the architecture and through you know, the young people that are in the neighborhood. Through myself, like, I'm a part, my organization La Botanica is a part of Project Row Houses, and I've, you know, had the opportunity to grow the project because I've had the space. So it also kind of affirms the identity to me of Third Ward, and this and it's affirms kind of like African American history in the neighborhood. So actually I thought we were going to come to Holman, but that's not the street that we're going to come to. We're going to keep straight on Francis, and we're going to come up to Live Oak, and we'll make a right on Live Oak. And there's not a whole lot to see. It's kind of residential over here, and there's a big old community center across the street. And making a right on Live Oak, and this is going to take us close to Project Row Houses. And Project Row Houses is coming up, and I'm passing a few houses. And one thing that I really like is to see the porches and to see folks hanging out on the porch. And to my right, I got some folks hanging out on the porch just chilling out. And that is something that I kind of miss, like being gone from the South and being in other places like Chicago and New York, is just the sort of in-between moments like that, like just chilling on a porch. And the time and the space to be able to chill out and enjoy yourself. So right now we're actually coming up to Project Row Houses. And Project Row Houses is going to be on your right. It's a building on your right. And I encourage you to take a break and go inside of Project Row Houses and see if there's any sort of installations up and get some material and see what installations they have up, because they usually have a round of art installations that are up for a six-month period. After you do that, you can... what you'll do is you'll cross the street, and you're at Holman and Live Oak, and you'll keep straight on Live Oak. And this is going to take you to Shape Center. And Shape Center is, I also want to go to Shape Center because it's a place that I'm kind of personally connected to. It's one of the oldest black centered organizations in Houston. So it's has been around for some time, And it, I think they've done a lot of great things for the community. I used to go there when I was little, and I went to West African dance classes, and me and my sister went to the summer program, and I really enjoyed it. And they have a senior circle. They have a great soul kind of vegan cafe that you can go to, and there's all kinds of things. Whenever you go there, there's all kinds of stuff always happening. Computer classes. And when you go there, say hi to the director, which is Deloitte, who is Deloitte Parker. And he's a pretty special person if you can catch him and he's not running around too much. You can go and say hi and ask him to see the picture wall. You might see my picture, or just ask him to see if there's any McLeods on the picture wall, because my aunt and my father and my uncle will probably be on there. So you're going to keep straight on Live Oak, and we're passing Berry Street, and just keep straight. And as we walk, I'm actually kind of realizing how I need to walk a bit more. Because I know this neighborhood, but I never really get out and just kind of, you know, walk around from place to place, because Houston is such a car culture. So it's really nice to just walk kind of short distances and be reminded of like the small things, like the tree that I'm coming up to, or I'm passing up a car with some music that's blasting. It's not blasting too much, so you can still hear me. But I'm actually really enjoying just walking and seeing like a lot of things that I don't see in the car, and a lot of folks kind of hanging out in the neighborhood, which I feel like is something very prominent in Third Ward, and definitely in the South, but particularly in Third Ward, just folks kind of hanging out in the yard. So we are going to keep straight on Live Oak, and we're going to, you'll see a big kind of mural straight ahead, and there's like a heart, red, black, and green, with like a family, and that's when you know that you're getting close to Shape Center. So just keep straight, and I'm passing some little kids on their bikes, and they're fussing at each other. And maybe even if it would be great to try this walking, I mean on the bike, because you can see a lot more and discover a lot more places. And I actually encourage you to, that's one thing that I used to do, is just to be on my bike here in Third Ward and find like a lot of little treasures, because that's one thing with Houston and Third Ward, and is that there's a lot beyond the surface, and so it takes you just sort of kind of discovering and stumbling upon different little treasures. So you're gonna keep straight on Live Oak and past Alabama, and you'll keep straight, and then you'll arrive at Shape Center. So we are here at Shape Center at Live Oak, past Alabama. Go inside, and hopefully the vegan, vegetarian, soul food restaurant is open, and go enjoy yourself and support the Shape Center and have some great food, because it's quite amazing and pretty affordable. And take a look around. Thanks, Ayana.